However, in the meantime, we're going to go to Leah Mazzolini with the international headlines.
Thanks, Darren. A leading climate change expert is calling on worldwide nuclear power station binge to avoid irreversible global warming. Cambridge University professor of ocean physics Peter Wadhams says intensive research into advanced geoengineering, as well as major increase in nuclear power, is crucial. He adds that both potential solutions have inherent dangers, but are now vital as time is running out. Wadhams proposes that the use of thorium-fueled reactors being tested in India, which experts say to be safer because they don't result in proliferation of weapons-grade plutonium. Also, under certain circumstances, the waste of thorium reactors is less dangerous and remains radioactive for hundreds rather than thousands of years. The Cambridge professor is also the head of the Polar Oceans Physics Group at the university and has returned from a field trip to Greenland. His evidence pointed to the Arctic sea ice cover reached a record low this summer, with a rate loss of 50% higher than most scenarios outlined by other polar scientists. According to a new study, a small aquatic animal may be on the front lines of the battle against climate change. Sea otters are keeping sea urchins populations in check, which in turn allows carbon dioxide-loving kelp to prosper. Researchers from the University of California, Santa Cruz, have been looking at 40 years of data on otters and kelp blooms on the North American coast as far north as the Alaskan Islands. They say that they found that sea otters have a positive indirect effect on kelp biomass by preying on sea urchins. Sea urchins overconsume kelp when otters aren't present. However, predators cause urchins to hide in crevices, causing them to eat just the plant scraps. Kelp is particularly good at capturing carbon through photosynthesis, pointing to less carbon dioxide in the air. The authors of the study acknowledge that otters probably aren't the answer to rising greenhouse gas levels, but say that their study illustrates the impact animals can have on the atmosphere. According to U.S.-based climate scientists, there are sole targets to organized harassments of skeptics when it comes to global warming. Director of the Yale Project of Climate Change Communication, Tony Lizerowitz, says that the evidence of the U.S. public also being misled. He says that ClimateGate, the 2009 hacking of emails from the Climatic Research Unit in the UK, had a significant impact on public opinions. U.S. skeptics were accusing the emails written by Michael Mann, director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State University, as evidence that he and others were overstating the human influence on global warming. In a soon-to-be-published Yale study, nearly 13% of on-the-fence Americans in 2010 said ClimateGate reduced their trust in climate science and in scientists. And that's all for the international news. I'm Leah Mazzolini.